The Indians begin their third consecutive postseason today. It's marked a turnaround by a team that had been near the bottom in payroll and attendance for years. I went to Progressive Field to talk with Indians assistant general manager Carter Hawkins about the present and uncertain future of the team. Carter, you've been with the Indians for 11 seasons, working your way up from a scouting intern. How exciting have these last few years been?
Yeah, it's certainly been fun, you know, obviously, and we absolutely want to make sure that, you know, we don't take it for granted. As you look back at the years that we were struggling, you know, the 2009s, 10s, 11s, you know, you kind of viewed this future of, hey, like if we could get X, Y, and Z to work for us, you know, things could look really good for a long period of time. And we're kind of right in the middle of that right now. And so we're not taking it for granted. We're super excited about the route that we're going right now. And now we're working every day to make sure that we can kind of continue to sustain this success. And hopefully we'll be able to do so, have some tough decisions ahead of us in years to come to make sure that that happens. But overall, you know, we couldn't be more pleased.
What do you think has been the one key to the success in these last few years?
That's a great question. I would have a very hard time pinning it down on one thing. You know, I think as you look at significant things that have happened over the years, bringing Tito in obviously has made a tremendous impact on our major league culture. Our scouts have done an outstanding job in the recent years and over all of the years, but really in the recent years, focusing on information that can really help us make great decisions as an organization. And on the player development side, our guys have really gotten away from the evaluation mindset and really just focused on getting guys better. And I think that's really helped us, and players like a Jose Ramirez that were a $50,000 sign out of the Dominican Republic, and now we're one of the top five players in all of Major League Baseball.
This team has made some bold moves mid-season in recent years. That seems to be kind of the theme. Last year was Jay Bruce. This year, Josh Donaldson. What goes into making those decisions, especially when you're unsure how it's going to go?
Yeah, number one, you have to have ownership support, and we've had unbelievable ownership support. The Dolans have been so gracious with their money and their resources, and obviously getting Josh is a potential huge impact for us as we get into this postseason. A little bit of a unique situation where we basically had the division in the bag at the time we picked him up, so we're really focused on his ability to impact us in the playoffs.
How much urgency and pressure does this team feel this season? Because at the end of the season, you have Michael Brantley, Cody Allen, Josh Tomlin, Andrew Miller, Lonnie Chisenhall, Rajai Davis, all going to be free agents. Is there some pressure to say we've got to do this season?
I think potentially there is, just from a standpoint of we're here. Yeah. We're in the playoffs. We realize how difficult that is. I don't know that there's any more pressure than any other year. I think some of those guys are looking at it and saying, yeah, of course, this might be my last season with the Indians. We hope it's not, but it's certainly a possibility.
Does the front office think now about what the team's going to look like next season, or are you focused right now in the playoffs?
It's an interesting kind of juxtaposition between us and our major league staff, and it really makes a really cool working team where our major league team, our major league staff is 99.8% focused on what's happening today. Yeah. And you have to. It's 162 games. It's a six-month season plus 2 months of spring training. You have to focus day in, day out. On our front office side, we don't have that luxury of being able to focus day in and day out. And we're looking more into the future, trying to figure out how decisions we make today impact 2019, 2020, 2021.
Speaking of the future, a lot of fans are starting to get a little nervous about the future of Francisco Lindor, the all-star shortstop. Can enter arbitration after this season. And a lot of fans say, where's Francisco Lindor's long-term deal?
So Francisco, obviously, he has been the face of this franchise. Obviously, we would like to have him with us as long as we possibly can. Right now, we're taking a year-to-year approach, and so is he. I can guarantee you Francisco Lindor is not focused on his contract. I can guarantee you that those guys were focused on winning every single day, and they know that if they have that great process, that the whatever else in the future is that should come to them will come to them.
And Carter, lastly, I guess for you, being here 11 seasons, and like you said, some of those seasons weren't probably very fun. Can you reflect on the 11 years that you've been here and what's made you stay?
Learned a lot, grown a lot. Very clearly what's made me stay is just the people here. And it's a corny thing to say. I get it. But we have just an unbelievable group of guys and girls that are all focused on investing in one another to try to help this team win, to try to help this city embrace a championship. And even when those seasons weren't going well, we still had a group of people that were really invested in the process of getting us better.
Carter, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck in the postseason.
Thanks so much for coming by.
That's Indians Assistant General Manager Carter Hawkins. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.